This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we would like to once again take a moment to express our gratitude to each of you and as well to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to once again enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for you that opportunity to once again be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed, once again, that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are now. You will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state, to utilize this energy that you have crafted to assist you in that alteration and to assist you in experiencing that exchange of information, that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity. However, once again, that choice is yours. Absolutely. Now, you grasp your reality. It seems like such a simple statement that you craft your reality. And yet it is so easy for each of you to forget that simple understanding that you create your reality. You see, if you choose to believe that you're not in control, if you choose to believe that you don't craft your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. That option is available to each of you. You see, the reality that you experience, once again, is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And if you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. If you choose to believe that there are other entities that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. And it's a choice that you make. You see, even if you choose to believe you're not in control, that's a choice. You make the choices that influence your reality. Your choices and decisions, many times, are influenced by your thoughts and feelings. Those choices and decisions are influenced by the conscious thoughts that you hold continuously in your so-called mental state. What becomes difficult to understand is that the conscious thoughts, the belief system, the emotions and feelings that you experience in your so-called mental capacity exist within each and every cell of your entire physical being. And so when you hold certain thoughts, such as you're not in control of your reality, and you allow those thoughts to influence your choices and decisions, your feelings, then those thoughts absolutely have an effect on every cell in your physical being. If you hold anger towards another, that's a thought, that's a feeling, that's an emotion that's experienced in each and every cell of your entire physical being. And while it may be difficult for you to understand the impact that that can have on your physical being, nonetheless, the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, including without exception what you experience in your physical being. So once again, it's your choice to believe that you are in control or to believe that you're not in control. It's your choice to go with inside and to discover the understanding of who and what you truly are. Or it's your choice to believe that it's not possible for you to achieve that type of understanding. That's your choice, absolutely. Based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your belief systems, based upon your attitudes. And so, what do you believe? It seems like such a simple explanation. And yet, it can be so difficult when you're experiencing a reality that you don't desire. It's very difficult to accept that you're holding certain beliefs, certain attitudes, thoughts and feelings that are influencing your choices and decisions and consequently what you experience, not only in your interactions with other entities, but within your own physical being. For once again, what you hold in your consciousness, your thoughts and feelings, your emotions, your attitudes, your beliefs affect every cell in your entire physical being. And consequently, when you hold negative thoughts, when you hold what you in your awakened consciousness that would refer to as negative feelings, it influences the cells within your physical being to have those reactions to that negative feeling. Now it's also important to understand that it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you form that judgment of whether or not it's a desirable or less than desirable, whether it's some type of emotion or feeling that you wish you didn't experience being transformed, if you wish, throughout your physical being. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that that judgment is made. From the level at which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. It rejoices in the creation process and gives to you that which you desire to validate your beliefs and belief systems. And therein lies the difficulty in understanding how important it is to be aware of what it is that you hold in your conscious awake state. You see, in this new age and new energy that you, as a human consciousness, as individuals involved in that human consciousness, have chosen to put in place this energy that allows your reality to be influenced by your conscious thoughts in a manner that was not possible in your so-called past. As a result of that alteration into that new energy, what you're holding in your consciousness, your conscious day-to-day thoughts is affecting your reality in a manner that was once again difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, but now is occurring quite regularly, and perhaps more frequently than what many of you may desire. But nonetheless, what you hold in your consciousness, your conscious thoughts and feelings, influence the reality that you experience. When you hold what you once again in your awakened consciousness state, view as anger, for example, then that influences all of the cells in your physical being. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in giving you what you in your awakened consciousness state review as a negative experience for the opportunity for you to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that belief or belief system, with that consciousness, with that conscious thought. And so it can be very beneficial for you to be aware of what it is that you hold within your consciousness. You see, we limit our explanation to the understanding that you experience it in each of your physical cells in your physical body, because it's much easier for you to understand the connection between your so-called higher self if you wish, and your physical being. But it becomes difficult for you to understand that those thoughts and feelings, that consciousness that's affecting your physical being, affects every cell in your entire universe. And so when you have individuals in your entire universe who hold similar conscious thoughts, then the potential of that becoming a reality is increased dramatically. When you have societies that hold a similar thought process, be it whatever that is, then that enhances absolutely the possibility of that experience. It becomes very difficult, once again, for you to grasp that concept, that your consciousness, your consciousness is connected to the human consciousness. You exist in each and every cell, not only of your own physical being, but of the entire universe. And so your thoughts and feelings, while they may have a more immediate, if you wish, impact upon your physical being, nonetheless also influence the reality that you experience, so-called societal belief systems and in the human consciousness belief systems. And so what you hold as a consciousness thought affects not only your individual belief systems and experiences, but as well the human consciousness and societal belief systems as well. And it's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you can't hold a specific thought, or that it is one specific belief or belief system or conscious thought will be more beneficial than the other. What do you believe? It's not right or wrong from the position of which you create the reality. We do not just sit and judge as whether or not you should hold a certain thought or a different type of thought, whether you believe or not believe. That's your choice. It's your choice. You create your reality. We do not have the influence or the capacity to influence your reality, nor do we desire to have the capacity to influence your reality. It's important for you to understand that we simply suggest to you and give to you that which you desire to hear. We simply give to you that which you desire to hear. You create your reality. It's your choices. It's your decisions. You can allow, if you wish, other entities to influence your reality. But that's your choice. That's your choice to be involved in that type of reality creation process. If you wish to allow another individual to have some type of control over what it is that you experience, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. You have those interactions consistently. What makes your society, what you call a societal interaction, to function for you to have those interactions and to allow individuals to have influence on the reality that you experience. But it's important to understand that you allow. When you have individuals who would suggest to you that they have the capacity to heal you, that they have the capacity to influence your reality, that's only possible if you allow them to have that capacity. You see, many individuals believe that they have the capacity to heal others, and other individuals who interact in that particular scenario also hold a similar belief, and so it can occur. You have an individual who seemingly has the power to heal others, but that only occurs when each agree to participate in that type of interaction. And so when another individual suggests that they have the power to control what it is that you experience, suggests that if you don't follow their particular rules, that you will experience certain types of realities, you can have that if you wish. But it's important to understand that you give the power. No one has power over you but what you give them power. Absolutely not. You see, to suggest that an individual can heal another individual without both people participating in that interaction is to also suggest then that that other individual can make you ill, can make you experience whatever type of reality they desire, can make you experience interactions with other entities where they experience all types of what you would refer to as traumatic types of experiences. And it's just not possible, with the exception of when both parties agree to participate. And so when an individual suggests that they have power to cure someone, it's important to understand that there's a power of suggestion. They do not have any power but what the other individual gives. If you wish to believe, for example, that you have entities existing outside of your vibrational level that can control and conduct every aspect of your existence, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you can't be involved and have those types of experiences. What we're suggesting is that you understand that that's your choice, that you are in control, that you create the reality that gives a scenario where it appears that you're not in control. You make the choice. You make the choice. It's rather interesting that individuals are involved in this reality creation process, and there are certain things that they absolutely believe they have control over. There are certain aspects of your day-to-day interactions that you believe that you have absolutely control over, and you would not give up that control for anything. It's your particular element of existence that you absolutely desire. For some it may be, for example, that you understand that you had this opportunity to set aside time to do whatever experience it is that you wish to experience. Perhaps it's like a meditation, or perhaps you like to do some type of a physical exercise. And so you had the ability to set aside certain aspects of your time to create the opportunities to have those experiences. And you understand that that's your control. You understand that you make that choice, absolutely, and no one can take that away from you. You accept the responsibility for controlling certain aspects of your life. You have difficulty in understanding that you control all of the aspects of your life, of your existence. You put in place beliefs and belief systems that perpetuate the reality that you experience. And what becomes very difficult to grasp is the understanding that many of those beliefs and belief systems are put in your so-called in-between incarnational states. And it is very difficult for you to alter your so-called human belief consciousness, belief systems. Belief systems that are buried, if you wish, within your DNA. Genetic makeup is very difficult. However, what can assist you in understanding and to deal with any of what you refer to as a genetic difficulty is to understand that at some point in your existence, you made the choice to have that experience. You chose to have those particular elements, if you wish, within your DNA, within your genetic matter. You chose. And when you can grasp the understanding that it was your choice, and you can grasp the understanding that you put that in place for the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of an experience, then you have a much better opportunity to what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as having an influence, a positive understanding and influence over the reality that you experience as a result of those beliefs and belief systems that are stored once again within your DNA and within your genetic makeup. Very difficult for you to alter, not impossible, but very, very difficult. You bring these particular elements for the experiences of what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as positive or negative types of experiences in your awakened consciousness state. You store it within your DNA as a possibility to have that experience. And once again, it's in your awakened consciousness state that you view it as being positive or negative. From the level at which you create that reality, it's important to understand that there is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not what you're experiencing is desirable or less than desirable. It simply validates what it is that you desire to experience based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon what you hold in your consciousness, and based upon your beliefs and your attitudes. And so you hold it in your DNA many times, these opportunities, if you wish, to have experiences that, once again, are only judged as being positive or negative in your awakened consciousness state. And so in this awakened consciousness state, you hold various thoughts and feelings. You hold and make decisions based upon those thoughts and feelings. You make choices that influence your reality. And you take that belief system that's stored within your DNA and you turn it from a possibility into a probability. And you create the experience. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. It's important to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are creates from a position of absolute unconditional love and rejoices in that creation. And so when you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state what you view as being either a positive or negative reality, that's only a judgment that's placed in your awakened consciousness state. And when you look at it as a negative experience, and you begin to question why one would create that type of reality, it's important to once again to understand that you do not hold that judgment at the level at which you create the reality. That you create that reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And when you can grasp that understanding that it's created from unconditional love, then you can, from the same position of unconditional love, alter the reality. What do you believe? It's not right or wrong. If you choose to believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. If you choose to believe that there are other entities that are creating and influencing your reality, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. Or if you choose to believe that you are in control of your reality, that you create it all, then you can have that too. It's your choice. It's your decision. It's a validation of your belief systems, not someone else's belief systems. When you allow someone else to influence your reality, when you allow that, that's a choice. That's a choice that you make. It's not right or wrong, but it's important to understand that it's a choice. And if the reality you're experiencing is a result of that choice, is one that you desire to experience, then that's fine. We suggest that there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you believe you're not in control, then it becomes very difficult for you to alter that reality. It becomes very difficult because then it's going against what you believe. If you believe you're not in control, once again, you can have that. And you'll have all types of realities to validate that experience, to validate that belief and belief system. But it's a validation of your belief and belief system. You see, the irony of it is that whether you wish to agree and to understand and to attempt to control your reality, you do it regardless. You create your reality. It's not something that you need to learn how to do. It's something that you do constantly. not only do you create the reality that you experience in your physical being, you create the reality that you experience in your interactions, from your day-to-day interactions with other individuals, based upon what it is that you believe, your choices and decisions. What do you desire? What do you imagine that you're going to experience? What do you expect to occur? You see, while it's simply a concept that you create your reality, in order for you to have a type of success in creating what it is that you desire, you have to believe. You have to believe that it's possible. Utilize your imagination. All of the so-called advancements, if you wish, in your technological advancements in your current society are simply the result of someone's imagination. What someone desired to experience. And then you need to have the expectation. And the expectation comes from believing that it's possible for you to consciously influence and control your reality. And if not consciously, at least to influence it through an altered state of consciousness, where you are in an altered state of consciousness, but still quite aware of what it is that you're experiencing. In a meditative state, where you alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness, and have that capacity to step outside, if you wish, of your so-called limitations, and to experience the connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, and to grasp the understanding that you are absolutely the one that's in control of the reality that you experience, and to understand, once you make that connection, that it comes from a position of absolute unconditional love. It's not something that's created to cause you some type of difficulty. Absolutely not. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And when you hold thoughts in your consciousness, you influence those thoughts and feelings. You influence your choices and decisions. You influence your attitude. And you absolutely influence the reality that you experience. You create your reality. It's really that simple. You create it as individuals. It can be quite beneficial for you to understand that you create it from a position of absolute unconditional love, and that if you wish to alter it, it's to look at it from a position of absolute unconditional love, rather than looking at it as if from a position of it's some type of a dreadful experience that you wish that you never had to have in your so-called day-to-day existence, but rather a reality that you're creating from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it's from that position that you have the capacity and the opportunity to alter it, if you desire to alter it, or to reinforce it if you wish to continue and to enhance the experience. Your choice. Your choice. For you to believe you're not in control, for you to give another entity the opportunity to influence your reality, is your choice. You create the reality that gives the appearance that someone else has the capacity to alter and to change your physical existence. You allow that to occur. You create the reality and make the choices and decisions. It becomes very difficult because you've gone to great lengths to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. You've gone to great lengths to put in place what we refer to as this electromagnetic system that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, and to varying degrees through every level of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. You choose to exist in this vibrational level you choose to put in place. That's the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose. That becomes very difficult to accept, that you choose. It's much easier, many times, to allow another to appear to have the capacity to influence your reality. But you do allow. No one has the capacity to influence your reality, but what you are agreeing to participate at some level of your consciousness. At some level of your consciousness, you're holding the thoughts and feelings that are responsible for the creation of that experience. At some level, you're making the choices and decisions. You hold the beliefs and the attitude. What do you believe? When you hold what you in your awakened consciousness state refer to as fear, then you experience realities to validate the fear. When you begin to understand that it's your creation, when you begin to understand that you are creating the scenario that's responsible for the fear that you are experiencing, then you step outside of that particular emotion. And fear, the type of fear that comes from not knowing, dissipates. You don't experience it. We're not talking about fear when someone is put into a situation where you create a scenario where your physical being is in danger and you experience some type of reaction to allow yourself to escape, if you wish, from that experience. But nonetheless, it's still your creation. And if you can experience those types of realities without the fear, then it becomes much easier for you to accomplish that which you desire. And when you begin to understand, when you begin to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, then fear of the unknown dissipates. And when you lose fear, then you have the freedom to experience different scenarios and realities. You have the freedom to experience what you refer to as these so-called near-death experiences without going through the scenario. When you remove the fear, then you remove the limitations in your creation process. You create your reality. If you choose to believe that you are not in control and you don't have the capacity to heal yourself, for example, on an ailment that you believe in your awakened consciousness state is a very negative experience, once again, it's important to understand and to realize that that experience is a validation of a belief or a belief system, and there's that spark of consciousness that you are that's rejoicing in that creation process. That's creating that particular, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative experience from a position of absolute unconditional love. And when you can understand that it's coming from that particular level of your consciousness, and there is no judgment on what it is that you're experiencing, then it's much easier for you to alter it. When you continuously view it as a negative ailment, something that you need to get rid of, then you hold the negative, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as the negative thought experience. And you perpetuate. And you validate that it's a very negative experience. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Such a simple statement, and yet it is the crux of this reality that you experience in this vibrational level. Not only in this vibrational level, but all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. you create your reality. You are all that is. When you are experiencing a reality where another individual apparently appears to have some type of control over what it is that you are experiencing, that's your choice. You allow that to occur. You create your reality. Not some of it, all of it. And you can do it by default if you wish and suggest you're not in control, but that's still a choice. And you will hold that choice, and you will make the thoughts and the choices and decisions to validate that thought. You will indeed create realities to validate the belief system that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong, that's your choice. We're simply suggesting that you understand that what you experience, be it what you in your awakened consciousness state view as being negative or positive, is a validation of your belief system. And there is no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong from the level of which you create the reality. That's a human consciousness belief system. And when you hold what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as negative or angry thoughts in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and you view that as a negative type of experience, then it will be experienced throughout all of the cells of your physical being. And even more, it will influence the reality that you experience throughout this entire vibrational level. You are all that is. It's important to understand there is not one entity who is any more or any less than what he asks of you are. You choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but you cannot be separated from who and what you truly are. You can limit your understanding, you can hide from that understanding, but you cannot be separated. Many search for their spirituality like it's something that's lost. It's not lost. You choose to hide from that understanding. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. And when you choose to exist in this vibrational level, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits that capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Many individuals would seek to do away with that particular type of limitation, to do away with that so-called veil. And you can do that, absolutely. But you will leave this vibrational level. Because to exist in this vibrational level, you have agreed to put in place. You have agreed on a human consciousness society level to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that not only limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits influence from other entities existing outside of this vibrational level. And so if you wish to take that away, it's very easy. You simply leave this vibrational level. To exist in this vibrational level, and to experience what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness stack, without those particular limitations that you put on as a veil, it's just not possible. It's not the reality that you're creating. And so you can choose, if you wish, to attempt to remove the veil. And at some point, you cannot fail to come to that understanding that it's possible for you to remove the veil. At some point, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. This is not a test. You can make it a test if you wish. But you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You didn't come here because you expected to go through some type of a growth process so that you can become more advanced or more enlightened. You can have that if you wish, but it's your choice. You are all that is. You hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. There is not one entity existing not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what he asks of you are. You are the God you search for. You simply hide from that understanding. You put in place this electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to have that understanding while you exist in this vibrational level. Your choice. you agreed when you entered into this vibrational level on a human consciousness level to participate in this experience, if you wish, to exist in this vibrational level with the limitations that you put in place. But you cannot change the fact that you create the reality. You hide from it very well, but you cannot change it. You create the reality you experience. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest that you experience in this vibrational level is an illusion. And you can change it. Not only can, ironically, but do change it on a continual basis. As individuals and in societies and as a total human consciousness who have altered the energy to the point. The energy that you utilize to create this reality to the point where you now consciously influence it in a manner that was very, very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You agreed to participate. You put in place the beliefs and belief systems, some stored within your DNA, some within your genetic makeup, some that you alter on a day-to-day basis. Some that are absolutely within your control to simply change, to alter, to like who you are, to accept that you create the reality, and as a result of that acceptance, the opportunity for you, to alter your reality. You create it all. Whether you choose to hold that belief or not is immaterial. You create it all. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? If you believe you're not in control, you can have that. If you believe that it's possible for you to influence your reality, you can have that as well. Your choice. And there is no judgment from the level of consciousness from which you create this reality as to what's right or wrong. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love and rejoices in that creation process. It's important to grasp that understanding because it's difficult to alter it if you believe that this reality that you're experiencing is something that comes from some type of a negative existence, and it's really not that way. It comes from absolute unconditional love, and consequently, when you grasp that understanding, when you begin to grasp the concept that you create it all, when you begin to hold that belief, then you can alter the reality you experience, or you can enhance it from a position of absolute unconditional love, not from a position of, I wish I didn't have to go through this experience. When you hold the thought in your consciousness, it affects your entire physical being. What do you believe? Such a simple statement. What do you believe? What do you expect? Do you expect that it's possible for you? Or do you look upon it as something that's not possible and consequently validate that belief that you believe it's not possible? Or do you accept that it's possible for you to alter and consequently have that opportunity and to have that experience of you knowingly alter and create your reality? What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this reality is illusionary. Well now, once again, we would back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would once again remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the each of you.